Hey, it's Danielle here, back for another episode of Bunch of Books, and today I'm serving up new releases for the month of June. First up is the debut collection of poetry from Melbourne-based poet Grace Yee, called Chinese Fish. Inspired by the community of descendants of early Chinese settlers in New Zealand, where Yee grew up, Chinese Fish is a series of poems following the lives of three generations of Cantonese women, which offers a poignant glimpse into those who have, in Grace's words, been historically characterised as both a yellow peril, menace, and exotic model minority. A wonderfully refreshing new voice in Australian poetry. Second is a new release by Nick Basin called I Look Forward to Hearing From You. The story follows Hector Singh, a 27-year-old, moderately talented yet extremely confident, aspiring TV writer, who is hell-bent on making it in LA. But a series of events leads him spiralling spectacularly. Equal parts satirical and poignant, I can't wait to add this one to my June pile. Third is Sad Girl Novel by Pip Finkenmeyer, a story which tackles the age-old battle between motherhood and career. The novel follows two best friends whose individual journeys lead them on different paths in life and love. One about finding what it means to live a purposeful life. Next up is Yellow Face by Rebecca Kwan. Following best-selling author Juniper Song, who didn't write the book she says she did, this story is about diversity, racism, and cultural appropriation in the publishing industry, told with razor-sharp wit. Finally, I want to offer you Daisy Buchanan's newest unconventional love story called Limelight. Following on from other titles, Careening and Insatiable, Buchanan tells this new story about sisters Frankie and Bean, who couldn't be more different. Limelight is a story about sisterhood, sexuality and self-esteem, and how we go about coping and living in a world which is constantly feeding the ideal life back to us. That's all for this week, but I'll be back soon for another bunch of books.